Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the one who makes sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you for your consistency, for your support. And I am always in consistent prayer that you are finding more and more inspiration, motivation to be ever more disciplined in the light of the truth of the one that you are, as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really care to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards our own greater good. We're in a now moment that requires us to be in a place and space where it matters to us how we walk, how we stand, how we live, and how we leave, for having the reality that there is a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide in full effect and has been in full effect for quite some time. Understand that it is not going to end well, and that in order for us to really have any leverage over it, we have to be able to care enough to respond correctly and directly to being under siege. And your first line of defense when you're being warred against is to do nothing to undermine yourselves, to be in a place and space where you will do everything that you possibly can, as quickly as you possibly can, to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that you are able to walk in the integrity of who you are as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For the scheme of the beast to distort organic world progression is to put us in a place and space where we're all right with dying, to put us in a place and space where we feel as though death is the natural culmination, destiny, and fate of everybody. So y'all all right with dying, so you might as well be happy killing yourselves. And I'm here to say that's the lie, and you gotta check yourself. Because in my experience of working with those ones who are reaching for life support as a result of how we have been programmed to be careless with ourselves, to put ourselves in a place and space where we, instead of exalting and exuberating ever more and more, more abundant life, that we are degenerating and getting old in the realm of eternity. And because I'm the one who is always emphasizing that we're already in the realm of eternity, then get a grip about what it is to be dead and how long you will be dead if you leave here dead. And then they want you to say, oh, well, there's no death. But in the meantime, you have been in violation of the laws that govern your own being all of your life, feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored alcohol, tobacco, and all of this stuff that put you in a place where you were not able to walk in the truth of your God self, your goddesshood, to have an understanding and an understanding that those ones who have been on this world conquering rampage for so long, who robbed the tombs and the grave sites of all of these ones that have come before, who would rather go across the world burning the people up and then going through their ashes to discover the greatness of the people, we're in a place and space where we cannot afford to follow those who are foolish. And as a result of seeing how foolish governments are to feel entitled to work towards the degradation of deprivation, the violation, the subjugation, the bastardization, the usurpation, and whatnot of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, her creatures, and her populace, then understand that you have to be in a place and space where you're willing to take personal responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in your now moment in exalting a full life's urge, being in a place where you are uncompromising in terms of your love of life and you are having an understanding and an understanding that you will never work for a beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded anything that is greater than who and what you already are but naked, and there's nothing that can be added to you that is greater than you. So stop killing yourselves. Feeling as though can't afford to sleep, you can't afford to do this, you can't afford to do that, because you got to grind and you got to speak on the plantation and all of this. And I'm saying that we're in a place where we have to understand that there has always been law that governs existence. There's always been law that governs existence, and there have always been those who have applied themselves to the laws that govern life. There have always been light bearers and truthsayers. There have always been those who have exalted a full life's urge, who are wise enough not to give in to the foolishness of the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, to put us in a place and put themselves in a place where they have the personal glory of being remembered in the cosmic ordering of things and have their names written in the book of life. And so in this now moment, no matter what the situation and circumstances are that we're facing, understand that each of us is taking responsibility to create certain situations and circumstances that impact and affect our lives individually and personally. And to know that when you are in that mindset where it matters to you to be freed of any degree of infirmity, sickness, illness, dis-ease, despair, degradation, violation, resentment, anger, frustration, and all of the things that whittle away at your wholeness, all of those things that whittle away at your degrees of self-deservedness and your self-worth and your understanding and understanding that you at this point of this absolute and supreme presence. And that presence is beating your heart and breathing you. And that our being present in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and understanding the inherent divinity of existence itself and the harmony of the whole of existence, and that the intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal is so intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody all at the same time. And it does nothing to undermine itself. And it has not decreed as purpose for any ones of itself to undermine other ones of itself, to have leverage and profit of money or capitalism or any other issue. And so we're in a place where we have to realize the difference between man's way and God's way, man's way and the way of light, man's way and the way of law, man's way and the order of existence itself, and to begin to apply ourselves to it. And to know that on a daily basis, we have access to whatever it is we need, because the universe is that perfect. The intelligence of existence is always in progression. There is always more. We're in a now moment that requires us to be in that place and space where you have an understanding and an understanding that your body is literally the temple for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses. And when you ask children who lives in heaven, they're going to say, God. And because we've been under a socialization of patriarchy and male domination, they'll say God, but they may not say goddess. They may say the Lord, but they may not say lordesses. We have to come to understand the divinity of the male and female, the God and goddess, the Lord and lordess, that we are here to represent the wholeness, and our being whole within ourselves is something that we have to reach for. It doesn't come naturally, because none of the institutions that have taken responsibility to give us an orientation as to what life is and what success in life is has given us a proper orientation in terms of being supported, nurtured, nourished, fed, and cultivated to be in the natural progression of self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the laws of existence, the will of existence, the love of existence. And so we have those who delight in doing that which undermines themselves and their selves. And those ones who think that it is profitable to undermine oneself and oneself, those who have been so mistaken and misled under the laissez-faire capitalistic kind of let the buyer beware mentality, that we feel like it's okay to poison our children with artificial colors and artificial flavors and processed breakfast cereals puffed and and saturate it with all manners of sugars and all of this, and then feed them hot dogs and hamburgers and candy and all of this stuff, where you are literally charging violation upon their blood that puts them in a place where that natural divinity and intelligence and innocence that they have, they will soon lose on the path of adulteration. And so it matters that we, as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, have an understanding and an understanding that there is nothing that we can get paid to do, that we can be licensed, certified, or degreed to do, miseducated, or religiously trained to do, that is greater than our inherent purpose in existence in loving being and being loving and mastering this realm of materiality through the consistent practice and perfecting ourselves in spiritual law. And to have an understanding and an understanding that love is the fulfillment of the law. And the harmony of truth is that which is love, and it affects absolutely everything and everybody, and everything and everybody, every hue of people is going to be benefited when they care to exalt a full life surge. Everybody is benefited when there is no initiative towards ones and ones feeling entitled to beat and rape and violate and castrate and set afire and hang these ones, yet want them, need them, as the cogs in the wheel of their economy. The beautiful thing about the time in which we're living is that those who legislate death, perpetuate death, and love doing that which undermines themselves will have a tragic date with fate quicker and sooner than later in death. And that those who are willing to exalt a full life surge, those who are willing to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, those who are willing to accept the divinity of existence and clean their body temples for the express purpose of consecrating their body temples so that the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses are completely re-enthroned, that there is nothing that can thwart our progression, because the fulfillment is the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal laws and the eternal government for that. That is the absolute reality throughout all of the cosmic, is that there are no schemes of anything or anybody that is greater than the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, the laws of existence, the order of existence. And our greatest opportunity right now is to be able to participate fully in being ordered and harmonized with it by virtue of it to the greater good and in behalf of the whole of existence itself. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and the reorientation, the realignment, and the reestablishment of the integrity of our humanity and the divinity of our being. We have to come to a point and place where we begin to really listen to ourselves and look at ourselves and, you know, really know that you can accept correction, and it's all right to be right. It's all right to be corrected. It's all right to be disciplined. It is all right to be all right. But you don't have to accept sickness, illness, and disease, because them over there got sickness, illness, and disease, and everybody's in this place. So you want to be in the company of the miserable. Say misery loves company. But you don't have to choose that. You don't have to be the ones who are always talking about my doctor this and my doctor that, and they had to change my prescription, and I got this going on over here, and I got this going on over here. Because in the reality of it, and I want y'all to really, really think about this and look at our elders and see that instead of enjoying the maturity of eldership and having gotten and acquired the wisdom that should come with it as a result of having matured properly in the order and the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, we have those who are demented, those who are suffering from Alzheimer's. They don't remember who they are, where they are, who came through them, or what they came here to do. And they stick them over here and stick them over here and stick them over here and charge all kinds of money, $5,000, $6,000 a month to house them, so that they are misfeeding them and never giving them anything that really would help them truly enjoy the rest of their living. Those of us who are moving into maturity now, we have the opportunity to create a greater way. We have an opportunity to circumvent some of the devastation that has already been scheduled as a result of the karmic debt of having established systems of government all over the world based on the annihilation of the darkest hues of ones and ones. The enslavement, the bastardization, the subjugation, the domination, the separation, the divisiveness. And to know that the methodology of our oppression is to oppress us at our cellular functioning. So even though you may tout that you live in the freest country in the world, you are part of the sickest people of the world. Those who are so distracted from all of the gladiator sports and the ball games and all of the artificiality and the superficiality of existence and whatnot. You understand, we love that which glitters, you know, the polished wood, metal, and stone. Destroying that which is your right to be realigned in your eternal life for that which has no substance, that which has no real meaning, that which is foolishness and folly. Because you think that under real rightness and righteousness and being in light and being in a place where you are disciplined as a disciple of truth and light that you don't have fun. You understand? Y'all have been taught to think that killing yourself is fun, smoking and drinking and getting high and spewing and ejaculating and wasting yourself. It's fun. It is death. And a lot of times you don't understand how much pain and suffering is going to come until you're at a place in space where the degree of deficiency as a result of your never really consuming that which you were designed to consume to promote optimum cellular functioning so that you are able to facilitate optimum creative thought. And to understand that it is in our capacity to think that we are able to best align ourselves with the will of existence and that which is the light of God, that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It has given us a way to communicate directly with it as a result of having faculties that have not been polluted and corrupted and undermined with the residues from the nitrates and the nitrites and the BHA and the BHT and the pesticides and the herbicides and the larvicides and all of these chemicals that are literally contraindicating in your brain and your pineal gland and your organs and your tissues, creating all of these different various cancers throughout the body, and then having the programming to think that once the cancer's there, then there's no real opportunity you have to be healed unless you are treated with so much more poison. And so I'm the one to remind you that we were made perfectly, designed perfectly by the intelligence of existence, and our bodies function perfectly, whether we understand how they're functioning or not. The body is intelligent enough to always care to bring itself back to stasis. It's always trying to establish that which is in its best interest. And once we're wise enough to not inhibit and block and thwart that progress and that effort of the body, then this is how we come to a point in place where we can facilitate the degree of cleansing that is necessary in order to really establish the healing. And so where we are requires us to have a commitment towards wholeness, because you cannot idolize just a part of existence itself. You cannot separate the intelligence of existence from this or that or the other and be whole. And you have already gotten so much of it that now it's about breathing ever more deeply, hydrating ever more intensely, oxygenating, mineralizing, and opening up all channels of elimination to understand that you are always in a better place when you care to do that which is truly in your best interest. And this is how intelligence works. No matter how small or how big or whether it creeps or crawls or flies or swims or whatever, the intelligence of existence has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. And everything is intelligent enough to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine itself, to know its food, to excrete its ways, to know its kind, to mate and perpetuate itself, and to be able to respond correctly and directly when it senses that its life is being threatened. And it is the evidence of a fallen humanity who've come to a point and place where they feel entitled to not exert a full life's urge, to do some things that they think are in their best interest, but for all intents and purposes, to feel entitled to violate the order of their own being, to disregard and disobey the laws that govern their own being, to be in a place where they feel entitled to be wrong and to be out of alignment with the order of existence, which makes you vulnerable to those who have no real love or light or wisdom or truth, who are motivated by profit and greed and erroneous thinking to try to sublimate you, program you through advertising and commercialism to give you an artificial set of values so that you value things more than you value yourself. You treat your cars better than you treat your body. You treat your cars better than you treat your children. That's a trick. Because when it comes to how we really live, it is through the consistent application of our love of life and loving the Creator, loving that which beats our heart and breathes us with our whole body, heart, with all of our might, consciously caring to exalt a full life's urge to be an honor and a glory into the lineages that we represent, and to have an understanding and an understanding as to how to invoke the greatness of the lineages that we represent and have that greatness come flowing out of us through our own talent, skills, and abilities, so that we are the gifts of our lineages, from our lineages, to all lineages. And to know that as we walk in the light of the truth of the ones that we be as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as we exalt this full life surge, as we care to really be harmonized within the whole of existence, within the love of existence, the light of existence, the wisdom and the truth of existence, and consistently dig deeper and reach higher to be resubstantiated in the presence of who we are, harmonized in the intelligence of that we are, and to understand that we always have access to more of ourselves, more light, more love, more wisdom, more truth, more realization, more revelation, more self-actualization. We are in the progression of the eternal. And the cleaner your blood, the greater your clarity, the greater your clarity, the more focused your thought, the more elevated and focused your thought, the easier it is to create. There's a saying, we dwell upon the same planet, but we live in different worlds based upon what's going on in our own body temples. And to understand that our bodies are the temples for the true dwelling of the spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And that because our bodies have been under siege, our blood streams have been defiled so that we are out of alignment with our spiritual health. We have been sown in vice. We have been made to think that it's okay to be wrong in life, to accept imperfection and sinfulness as our nature, to be in a place where you don't want to be right. You'd rather be wrong, because it's more fun. But in the final analysis, the example with which you lived impacts and affects your children and your grandchildren and the ones that you have charge over, and your misalignment and your misdirection, you cannot help but to share it with someone else. And there are those who know that they do not have the wherewithal and the substance to lead are the ones. And that there are those who know that they're wrong and they take responsibility to lead everybody wrong. And so you have to be in a place where you care to be righted. You care to be cleared and cleansed. You care to be whole. You care to be healed. You care to be free of sickness, illness, disease, despair, depression, discontent, dissatisfaction, lack, and all of that. Because in this now moment, we do not have to wait for the masses of people to be liberated before we walk as liberated beings. Your personal degrees of obeyance and obedience unto those laws is that which makes the difference in your life, for your life. What it is you want for your life, you have to have the clarity, because nobody else can serve you the truth of yourself when you are not asking to walk in the integrity of the truth of yourself. And there's no greater wealth that you could ever have without walking in the integrity of the truth of yourself as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. There is no greater reward than the joy and happiness of fulfillment in a life well lived. Lives that you've touched and cultivated towards their greater good, and the generations that were positively impacted and affected and liberated as a result of the wisdom and the gift that you gave and imparted unto those that you had the opportunity to touch. You're in a now moment of eternity. You're always in a now moment of eternity, and you are in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
You deadheads, Captain Trips, and the Sunstroke Serenaders.
You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you again for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so it matters that we are realizing that there is only one victory and triumph that can be made, and that is in our harmonizing with absolute truth. We were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. But people have been socialized to think that to be human is to be sinful, that that is our nature. To be human is to be fallible. To be human means that you have no right to expect the best of yourself because you're only human. To be human means that you can be a slave to your appetites and desires. You can force yourself on anything and anybody at any time, regardless of how they may feel about it. To be human means that you are less than godly and you don't have the responsibility to aspire towards godliness. That God is literally the elephant in the room that beats our hearts and breathes us, but nobody wants to really talk about the prerequisites for our being realigned and reattuned in the high ethic and morality and sensibility and care and consideration and duty, obligation, and responsibility as beings, as spirit beings having a human experience. But regardless, this realm of existence we refer to as Earth residency, we are in school already. And to have spent all of this money and gotten into so much debt to be degreed and licensed to practice sickness, illness, disease, and death is truly an aberration in the responsibility of who you are as man or wound man, these ones who are here to exalt life, to perpetuate life, to rejoice in the blessedness of being and to consciously care to be a blessing unto all beings directly. But we are able to shift our orientation if we care to do it. Now, you will never accomplish something you don't care to do. And as we are
the beneficiaries of the proficiency that people have mastered themselves in whatever area of gift and talent that they have. It does not mean that they were truly successful in realizing the purposes of existence and consciously walking in the fullness of the all that they truly are and were as living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is all pervasive, fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. And for all of the divisiveness, it started with the divisiveness of the church and the different gods. The gods kind of, you know, divided the earth up amongst themselves, just like Europeans divided up Africa amongst themselves. And the divisiveness is consistently and continuous in progression, but there is no real perpetuation that can be exacted of sickness, illness, disease, and death consistently over time and not have a tragic date with fate in experiencing the sickness, illness, disease, and death. And so ones who jog and run and get up and meditate and do all of these things, yet they work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, they find themselves coming up with all kinds of cancer and heart disease and breast this and that. And they were like, I thought I was living a very healthy life. But you cannot really be in a healthy life if you are not exalting life and you are working on behalf of those who have an agenda to undermine the right of ones and ones to be rightly aligned and attuned to the purposes of existence in truly maturing, cultivating the core of our divinity. For the intelligence of existence is the highest and lowest common denominator of us all, regardless of what hue of people we may be. But we are much greater than the color of our skin, much greater than our socioeconomics, much greater than what someone else's theories and opinions are about us, because we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And there is a power that comes when you are able to truly infuse upon the waters of your cell the absolute truth of your being and stop claiming your identity in the fragmentation and demarcations and divisiveness that has been set by the socioeconomics and the politics and all of the miseducation and the religious dogma and indoctrination and all of that, to the degree to which we don't know love, we don't know light, we cannot recognize where the divisiveness and the agenda that is divisiveness, to the degree to which a man feels like he's not a real man unless he's toxic, unless he's smoking, unless he's drinking, smoking tobacco, smoking marijuana, smoking whatever, Black and Miles and whatever, destroying the integrity of the lungs, as the lungs are the organ of the spirit. You understand? So that with the breath, we are literally re-spiriting ourselves until we are exiting. So the inspiration, when we took our first breath, and then that the life is constituted by re-spiriting, the respiration. And so when you get insufficient oxygenation in the blood and whatnot, then you have strokes and whatnot in because of the insufficient oxygenation of the brain, or you have heart attacks because of the insufficient oxygenation of the blood in the heart. And I'm just saying is that let's do this. Let's consciously care to be fully committed to the exaltation of life, to realize the oneness that there is. See, it's all right that we can be bebop and bop to songs that talk about it, but then we can't live it. We don't express it. We are always in battle, but battling ourselves so that when you are truly acknowledging the reality that you're being warred against and that we're being warred against, then our first line of defense is to do nothing to undermine ourselves. Our second line of defense is to do everything we possibly can as quickly as we possibly can to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified from the adulteration, the violation, the molestation, the rape, the incest, the thought of the fear and the doubt and the intrepidation and inhibition and all of that that marginalizes one's life so that no one has really optimized their potentiality as living beings on behalf of life itself. And so there should be no corporate deities of death. And because the wombed man has duty, obligation, and responsibility in the perpetuation of lineages, then a real woman is not going to serve her children death. You understand? We have to think about this. Why? Because now that you see the obesity, the diabetes, the heart attacks, the strokes, the premature leaving or dying here, you understand? We can do something about this. We do not have to be in this herd mentality of feeling as though you have no other choice but to enjoy killing yourselves and then paying for it. You understand? So you're taking your life currency and generating a paper currency and then taking so much of the paper currency and consuming that which undermines your life currency so that there is no real way to truly prosper because there will always be less of you. You understand? And we may like nice things, you know, the polished wood, metal, and stone. We like that. We like being immersed in the fineness. And most of it has been crafted by someone's intelligence, someone's skill, someone's ability. And we pay for the things that we love. You understand? But when it comes time to leave, we can't take any of that with us. So for all of the gold and the silver and the mining and the plutonium, all of these things, they will stay with the earth. They may change hands and whatnot, but the earth, Mother Nature, the intelligence of existence, the administering intelligence is on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government are going to have the last stand and the last laugh. And we who harmonize with it are able to be under the grace and the protection, the right alignment to really serve life, to be exalted with it, by it, to come to that place and space where we are creating a direct line of light and communication with the exalted realms, knocking upon the doors of the exalted realms where we are companioned and counseled by exalted beings so that we are not having to just Yahoo and Google everything, that we get a direct line of insight and intuition and the activation of the faculties that we were given as these points of the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so what would you prefer? You would prefer to see your children just continue to suffer with the obesity because you really will not take responsibility for reorienting yourself towards the divinity of being and the perfection of our bodies and learning how to really facilitate it through the cleansing to get that excess waste out of the system, out of the tissues that is creating issues. And so it's really our time, particularly as women. And those who want to be respected as women. You know, and manhood and womanhood are estates of being, and we are having the opportunity to truly get into the real estate of being. And harmonizing with the laws of our being, the laws that govern our existence, and the laws that govern our continuance in existence, so that we have to claim our right to be righted, to be corrected after following the initiatives of those who were not consciously caring to be rightly aligned with the forces of life, the intelligence of existence, the laws that govern and really ensure our wealth and our progression. And so in truth, when it come time to leave here, we should have had the experience of really investing in ourselves and cultivating the right mind and the capacity for exalted thought and exalted walk and being in a place where we are not a detriment to ourselves or anyone else. But to think that we can follow the initiatives and the mandates of those who really are distorted and dysfunctional in terms of never having applied themselves wholeheartedly towards being whole spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially, and their only objective is how much money they can generate and how they're taking responsibility to do for the earth and to do for the intelligence of existence, that which the earth and the intelligence of existence don't have enough sense to do in terms of limiting the population. You understand? But we are in the midst of ever expansiveness. The marginalization of us, you know, compacted in little boxes when there is so much land available. But people are taking their rights to have the land, but the land was taken from those ones who are already here. And other ones think that they, because of their conquest, because of their murdering, because of their usurpation and their marginalization and their broken treaties and whatnot, that they have the right to the land and they have the right to poison the water and they have the right to manufacture that which is toxic to everything and everybody because they are just so freaking toxic and believe in death. And so we're in a place now where those of us, you get what you ask for, you get what you apply yourself to. So I'm the voice of our conscientiousness to say, why would you want to be in a place where you do not exalt a full effort in experiencing the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the blessedness of being this point of its presence and to be trusted with its way and its will and its law and its order to abort your inherent purpose in existence so that you are able to generate money in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death without even trying to facilitate the healing. And so I'm extremely passionate about life having the right to its continuation. And knowing that if the people were vaporized from the planet today and just miraculously come forward again in 200 years, the earth would have regenerated herself. The waters would be clean. You understand, the buildings may have crumbled a bit. You understand, the vines and everything would be forest covering it all up. The waters would have risen. And I'm just saying is that people can't outthink. You cannot outthink the intelligence of existence. It is so intelligent that it will always, always exalt its intelligence in its continuation, in its expansion, in its fulfillment. And so our now moment is pregnant with our opportunity to be rightly aligned with the presence and the intelligence of existence itself wherever we are. We are in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, but we are not acknowledging it. We are acting as if being an American is greater than being a citizen of the cosmic when the earth is a citizen of the cosmic. We are immersed in nothing but eternity. We've come from other realms of eternity to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, and then we have no orientation towards the divinity of our being and the sacredness of life, or the care to ensure the progression of our lineages by nourishing and nurturing and cultivating our children, doing the damage control. You know, yeah, you fed them all kinds of stuff that is affecting them now, and so they've been on all kinds of medications and penicillin and cortisol and all kinds of things for their rashes and their skin issues and this and that, because you did not ask for the truth. And so there's a difference between becoming educated and going through a curriculum and that allows you to be certified to practice a thing when life is school, and to really understand how to live supersedes just making a living in a situation in a system that is the perpetuator of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood, which will end in sickness, illness, disease, and death for everybody who participates with it. And so our now moment is ours to reclaim our lives, to consciously care, to be in a place and space where you are accepting the divinity of your being and knowing that you don't have to be on all these pharmaceuticals and medications for all of these things, but you have to activate the truth of who you are as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, remembering the who's that you are and the capacity that it has. We were told to ask and it would be given, to knock and the door would be open, to seek and we would find. Not to go to those who have already proven that they don't have our best interest at heart. We were not told to love them with our whole body, heart, mind, and soul. We weren't told to love the books that they gave to us with our whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul. We were told to love that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us, that which is divinely designed us and is the fullness of all there is as existence itself, to be whole in it, with it, not missing some vital elements of yourself and being satisfied with it when you are your own unique divine expression of the divinity of your being and the divinity of all being, we should be the blessings and not just be looking for blessings. There is no real wealth outside of the extractions from that which has come to from Mother Earth, and the manipulation, the polishing, and the refining of the wood, the metals, the stones, and whatnot. And I'm just saying is that, yeah, we like nice things, but things are not what we're here to achieve. The mastery of our emotions, of ourselves, to be in a place where we understand how it is to be godly, to stand in the virtues of character that are consistent with the who that we are, in our forgivingness, our ability to be creative, to understand how to utilize the laws, and to be loving in the context and with a wholehearted effort. So when George Floyd's murder took place and everybody got into the streets, they didn't take the mask off, and yet they were less than 6 feet away. You know, I'm just saying is that if you're going to protest, protest the stupidity of being fed garbage. You understand? Protest by exalting a full effort in your own living to be completely clear, to understand that those aches and pains and those heartaches and the cancer and the diabetes and the blindness and everything that you're experiencing is as a result of either ignoring the law, disobeying the law, not acknowledging the law, and being lawless. And that's why we were told to really repent, and the repentance is just changing our mind and our orientation to really see the divinity of being directly. The birds are not falling out the air, and the trees are not just falling over dead. The strong winds are blowing, and people have corrupted the ecological balance of things. It is affecting them. But our not really knowing God not knowing the divinity of the powers that we have, or the misuse and the abuse of the powers that we have, the power of our imagination, so that we can see a thing, to visualize it, to hold on to it within the mind's eye, because what's really real in life is not that which we see with the physical eyes. What has come into manifestation is by virtue of what we've seen with our spiritual eye, with the imagination. Now we can imagine ourselves clearing, cleansing, harmonizing with the will of existence, transcending, transforming, transmuting everything towards our greater good, so that we're standing and living and loving and harmonizing in the goodness and the greatness of being. And to know that money is a good tool, but it's a tool. It's not worth our killing and whoring and prostituting ourselves to have it, when the greatness of who you are is your gift. And in consciously caring to walk in the integrity of your own awesomeness, your creativity, exalting life, and consciously caring to be a harmonizer within it. This is how we regain ourselves and our footing upon the path of eternal life. To step and accept initiation off the path of adulteration, so that we are cleared from the memory and the pain and the anguish and the frustration and the fixation of the violations, the trespasses. We as a people and our indigenous families, our aboriginal families, we have a true historical reality of the abuses that we have endured at the hands of European culture. Europeans who did not realize that they too needed to be liberated, that they were literally out of alignment with the greatness of themselves. Their greatness is not by virtue of your ability to kill things and subjugate and dominate. That's just distortion and dysfunction. That's the evidence of having a poisoned bloodstream. And then to create multi-trillion-dollar business in poisoning bloodstreams, particularly those of children, puts us in a position where we jeopardize everything that we could have possibly worked for, stood for, lived for. And as the spirit that is in these bodies is like vapor, then we really don't have to be encased in a bunch of sludge. go to the gym and sculpt your sludge, eating all these eggs and all this protein and whatnot, and the cancer is forming. And so for the thousands of people that I've sat with, I really don't know how many really took what I'm saying and took it and ran with it, but I do have the evidence of those who have done it. But most people are not taking seriously the responsibility of the daily consecration and reverence and harmonization with the intelligence of their being, the intelligence of all beings. But what I know is that if you care to be healed, then you have to care to be cleansed. Because all of the sickness, illness, and disease is coming as a result of the poisoning of the blood, the lymphatic system, the tissues, the negativity, the insufficient oxygenation, the nutritional deficiencies, the sludge that comes from all of the mucus that now is compacting your organs from all of the bread and all of the flour and all the pizza and all of the breakfast cereals and all the oatmeal and all of the toast and all of that stuff that you have been socialized to want as if it were something that is good for you when it has no real nutritional value. And so people who are a detriment to themselves really do not have to worry about any of us or anybody bringing them down when they're already down and they've already fallen. There's no way that you can be a great nation at the detriment of your children. There's no way that you can be all puffed up with all of this, we're great, we're great, we're great, when you have more sick and deranged and incarcerated people in every other country that you are not raising conscious, caring, loving beings. You're raising those who have been robbed, who have been sucked dry by the lies that have been perpetuated through capitalism and commercialism and sublimation and behavior modification as a result of the assault upon ourselves. And so, yes, I am the one who says, let's exalt a full effort in our living. Why? Because your body is perfectly and divinely designed. We must breathe. We must breathe. Everybody is breatharian first. You cannot live except by breathing. And taking in consistently 8-10 hours a day through the masking and disinfecting the mask and letting the disinfectant dry does not keep that disinfectant from coming into your nostrils. So I'm just saying is that there is an agenda that is an agenda. It is not the truth and it is not the light. But those who care to be in the truth and those who care to be in the light and those of us who really understand the power that we have by aligning ourselves with the forces of existence, the intelligence of existence, to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that we are able to really give God the glory and to create that blood of Christ, the bloodstream that bears no violation, no violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors that have modified our behavior to the degree to which we become complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with our demise. And then think because we live in nice gated communities behind bars of one sort or the other that we have achieve success when you have no orientation as to the purpose in existence or the intelligence of your own being and you have been a detriment to yourself and the lineages that you represent. We are having to really take responsibility for getting serious about living and being in the light of the supreme intelligence that is everywhere present. And so we dwell in it by virtue of it. And now is our time to really immerse ourselves in it, to bathe in it, to really care for the exalted walk, for the forgiveness, for the clearing, to get our hearts light as feathers so that when it come time to leave, we were able to leave without sickness, illness, disease, strokes, and heart attacks, and then pulling the plug on you because you couldn't breathe anymore. You had to be on a breathing machine. I'm just saying is that what we're seeing, particularly with our elders, those who were 65, 70, 75, 80, and whatnot, is the accumulation of all of this garbage in their tissues. It's not COVID like that. You understand? We are immersed in the reality of a death culture. where you have 10 million people dying every year from cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, all of these things that affect all of our family members and some of ourselves. But we are not helpless, and we should not be hopeless, because there would be no way for you to have survived all of the things that you've survived just to be in a place where you are co-conspirating with your own demise. That is not the light and intelligence that we were given. Your number for life support is 678-760-9299. This is Adonna.